All right, day seven of our expose into Hunter Biden and his emails. And, well, we had that moment yesterday where this business associate of Hunter Biden, the CEO of this company, came forward. And Diaz, do me a favor, grab that audio because I want people to hear what he had to say again right before the presidential debate. I'm going to play that for you in a second. But before we get to that, I want you to know what happened with him today. And this is huge. And this is what the Bidens, I think, are pretty much terrified of right now. Hunter Biden's partner, his ex-business partner, Tony Bobulinski, has been spending the entire day, from what we understand, with the FBI. After accusing Joe Biden of essentially funneling money from communist China into his bank account. Now, the former Hunter Biden business partner, who accused the Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden of lying to the American people about his involvement in his son's overseas business deals, spent the day with the FBI. Tony Bobulinski is a Navy veteran who gave a stunning press conference in Nashville just 90 minutes before the debate, the final debate. He is now, from what we have been told from sources, handed over all of his phones, his three cell phones, to the feds to back up all of his claims. This morning, lawyers for Tony Bobulinski informed the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee and Senate Finance Committee that the FBI asked, keyword, the FBI asked Bobulinski to sit for an interview today in addition to providing copies of his phones. That is what Wisconsin Republican Senator Ron Johnson's office said in a statement. An interview with the Senate committees that was supposed to happen this morning had been delayed due to the FBI's request to sit down with Bobulinski. Quote, I appreciate that the FBI has a job to do, Ron Johnson, Senator, said today, and I'm glad that they are finally taking an interest and these concerning financial matters that our committee has been investigating for months, Johnson said. I expect that Mr. Bobulinski will speak with our committee as soon as possible and fully share his insights into the Biden family business dealings. Now, the two Senate committees issued a 87-page report last month that the media did not cover on Hunter Biden's overseas business dealings. The report at the time did not accuse Joe Biden of wrongdoing, but did detail various deals and jobs and alleged Hunter Biden was paid $3.5 million in 2014 by the wife of Moscow's mayor for unknown reasons. Committee Chairman Johnson and Chuck Grassley, Republican from Iowa, said in a joint statement, today, they invited five people named in the bombshell Hunter Biden emails, first reported by the New York Post last week, who are still a week later locked out of their Twitter account for exposing the Biden family. These emails clearly implicate Joe Biden in the dealings with China and with the Ukraine. Quote, as part of the committee's efforts to validate the authenticity of recent publicly released emails involving the Biden family's international financial entanglements, we sent letters to five individuals identified in the emails. Those letters were sent yesterday, and the deadline is October the 23rd. That is today. So far, the committees have received a response only from Mr. Tony Bobulinski, who appears to be willing to fully cooperate with our investigation. In fact, Mr. Bobulinski has already agreed to appear for an informal interview by the committee. It was supposed to take place today until the FBI called saying, hey, we need to talk to you. Now, Bobulinski showed reporters three phones that he said spanned 2015 to 2018, saying they were evidence that he would provide to the FBI just 90 minutes before the debate. Now, this corroborated the stories being told by the New York Post. The appearance of Joe Biden being cut into a China business proposal. He said at the press conference, a reference, quote, to the big guy in the much-publicized May the 13th, 2017 email is, in fact, a reference to Joe Biden. President Trump brought this up during the debate, but before we get to that, I want you to hear in its entirety the statement from Bobulinski that is shaking up this entire presidential campaign. Take a listen.
My name is Tony Bobulinski. I served as a lieutenant in the United States Navy with high security clearance. My father and grandfather both served for decades in our country's armed forces. Since leaving the Navy, I've been involved in various successful businesses, both in this country and abroad. I'm making this statement to set the record straight about the involvement of the Biden family, Vice President Biden, his brother Jim Biden, and his son Hunter Biden, in dealings with the Chinese. I have heard Joe Biden say that he's never discussed business with Hunter. That is false. I have firsthand knowledge about this because I directly dealt with the Biden family, including Joe Biden. I have also heard that Vice President Biden said on Tuesday that Senator Ron Johnson, the chair of the Senate Homeland Security Committee, should be ashamed for suggesting that Biden family sought to profit from their name. Well, here are the facts I know, and everything I'm saying is corroborated by emails, WhatsApp chats, agreements, documents, and other evidence. And the American people can judge for themselves. I brought, I guess, for record, three phones that spanned the years 2015 through 2018. These phones have never been held by anybody else besides myself. I was told this past Sunday by somebody who was also involved in this matter that if I went public this information, it would bury all of us, man. The Bidens included. I have no wish to bury anyone. I've never been political. The few contributions I have made have been to Democrats. But what I am is a patriot and a veteran. To protect my family name and my business reputation, I need to ensure that the true facts are out there. In late 2015, I was approached by James Gillier, whom I had known for many years, about joining him in a deal which he said would involve the Chinese state-owned enterprise, CEFC China Energy, and what he called one of the most prominent families in the United States. I was informed first by Gillier, and then by Hunter Biden, and by Rob Walk, who was working with the Bidens, that the Bidens wanted to form a new entity with CEFC, which was to invest in infrastructure, real estate, and technology in the U.S. and around the world, and the entity would initially be capitalized with $10 million and then grow to billions of dollars of investment capital. After months of discussion, I agreed at Gillier and Hunter Biden's request to become CEO of the entity to be called Sinohawk. Sino representing the Chinese side, Hawk representing Hunter Biden's brother Bo's favorite animal. And between February and May 2017, we exchanged numerous emails, documents, and WhatsApp messages concerning Sinohawk and its potential business. On May 2nd, 2017, the night before Joe Biden was to appear at the Milken Conference, I was introduced to Joe Biden by Jim Biden and Hunter Biden. At my approximately hour-long meeting with Joe that night, we discussed the Biden's history, the Biden's family business plans with the Chinese, with which he was plainly familiar, at least at a high level. After that meeting, I had numerous communications with Hunter, Walker, Gillier, and Jim Biden regarding the allocation of the equity ownership of Sinohawk. On May 13, 2017, I received an email concerning allocation of equity, which says 10% held by H for the big guy. In that email, there's no question that H stands for Hunter, big guy for his father, Joe Biden, and Jim for Jim Biden. In fact, Hunter often referred to his father as the big guy or my chairman. On numerous occasions, it was made clear to me that Joe Biden's involvement was not to be mentioned in writing, but only face to face. In fact, I was advised by Gillier and Walker that Hunter and Jim Biden were paranoid about keeping Joe Biden's involvement secret. I also had a disagreement with Hunter about the funds CFC was contributing to Sinohawk. Hunter wanted $5 million of those funds to go to himself and his family. So he wanted the funds wired directly to an entity affiliated with him. I objected because that was contrary to our written agreements concerning Sinohawk. He said, referring to the chairman, his father, that CFC was really investing in the Biden family, that he held the Trump card, and that he was the one putting his family legacy on the line. He also said to me on May 17th, 2017, that CFC wanted to be my partner, to be partner with the Bidens. During these negotiations, I repeated to Hunter and others that Sinohawk could not be Hunter's personal piggy bank. And I demanded that proper corporate governance procedures be implemented for capital distributions. Hunter became very upset with me. CFC, through July 2017, was assuring me the funds would be transferred to Sinohawk, but they were never sent to our company. Instead, I found out from Senator Johnson's September report that the $5 million was sent in August 2017 to entities affiliated with Hunter. Tomorrow, I will be meeting with the Senate committee members concerning this matter, and I will be providing to the FBI the devices which contain the evidence corroborating what I have said. So I will not be taking any questions at this time.
Wow. MSNBC and CNN refused to cover any of that press event. Everything you just heard, they acted like it never even happened. I'm going to have more on that in a second, but want to just say thank you to our sponsor today. And that is the number one conservative organization in the country called AMAC. And I'm going to give you a one-year membership to AMAC right now. Why do you want to become a member? So that you have someone standing up and protecting and defending you and your values in D.C. Right now, they are asking for you to join for one major reason, so that you can stand by Judge Barrett. We want to make sure she gets on the Supreme Court. There are more than 2.2 million members of AMAC right now. Many of them had to pay for their membership. Millions of them, not you. I'm going to give you a membership for free. You're going to be a member of the number one conservative organization in the country, and you're going to get the AMAC magazine. The AMAC magazine keeps you informed on the biggest political issues of the day, things that the mainstream media does not cover. So if you are ready to stand with Judge Barrett, if you're ready to protect and defend this president, Donald Trump, then right now go to benfreeonline.com and get a one-year free membership to the number one conservative organization in the country. Go online to benfreeonline.com to sign up. Stand with Judge Barrett. Stand with Donald Trump and get the AMAC magazine for free. No credit card needed. This is no bait and switch. This is literally you joining the number one conservative organization in the country called AMAC. Go to benfreeonline.com. That's benfreeonline.com. So Hunter Biden's partner sits down with the FBI today after accusing Joe Biden of lying to the American people. Tony Bobulinski, we have no reason to not believe him. One of the most shocking moments was when he said people around Joe Biden told him, "You're going to bury us, man." Sounds like something almost Joe Biden would say. Doesn't it? Man. Come on, man. Now, he's been with the FBI. President Trump, by the way, attacked Biden at the debate for this corruption, alleged corruption, as he should, and I thought he did it in a pretty accurate way. Donald Trump said, quote, "You're the big man, I think. Your son said, we have to give 10% to the big man. Joe, what's that all about? It's terrible," Trump said, referencing the 2017 email recovered from a hard drive formerly belonging to Hunter Biden, which describes a 10% set aside for the big guy as part of a prospective deal involving China's largest private energy company. Johnson, who's chairman of the Senate Homeland Security Committee, confirmed last week to the New York Post that his committee is working with a Delaware computer repairman who provided the Post access to the hard drive formerly owned by Hunter Biden via Trump's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani. The repairman, who identified whose identity to the Post confirmed before publication, reached out to Johnson's staff last month, just one day after the Senate report on Hunter Biden came out, saying, "I got a lot of additional information." He then spoke with three committee staffers the week before the Post's expose that came out. Of course, the Post has been still locked out for a week straight from their Twitter account. Johnson on Wednesday slammed the federal agencies for being non-transparent about these allegations involving Joe and Hunter Biden. The repairman says the FBI took possession of Hunter's laptop in December, meaning it may have been in federal possession when Trump was impeached for asking Ukraine to investigate the Bidens, including Hunter Biden's reported $83,000 a month job on the board of Ukrainian gas company Burisma. Now, Diaz, if you'll do me a favor, will you grab that audio of Joe Biden bragging about getting that prosecutor fired? I think it's extremely relevant right now to the American people. Now, at his Senate trial, some of Trump's defense teams argued that there was legitimate basis to investigate possible corruption. Obviously, people like the FBI director, Chris Wray, the CIA director, Gina Haspel, are not responsive to legitimate congressional oversight. That's what Johnson said in an interview with Sean Hannity, as he should. Now, this email reportedly sent to Biden's brother, to Hunter Biden, referenced also Kamala Harris. That's not the only thing we found out today. Hunter Biden, we've been told, was allegedly in possession of valuable diamonds during divorce, his email said, which is another problem. I'm going to give you the details on that in a second, but before, let me just remind you. And where was the cocky Joe Biden during the debate? Because this is what he sounded like when he was being all cocky about what a bad A he is. Take a listen.
That is, I'm desperately concerned about the backsliding on the part of Kyiv in terms of corruption. They made, I mean, I'll give you one concrete example. I was, but it just happened to be that was the assignment I got. I got all the good ones. So I got Ukraine. And I remember going over convincing our team, our others, to convincing us that we should be providing for loan guarantees. And I went over, I guess, the 12th, 13th time to Kyiv, and I was supposed to announce that there was another $1 billion loan guarantee. And I had gotten a commitment from Poroshenko and from Yatsenyuk that they would take action against the state prosecutor, and they didn't. So they said they were walking out to press conference. Said, "Nah," I said, "I'm not going to, or we're not going to give you the $1 billion." They said, "You have no authority. You're not the president." The president said, I said, "Call him." I said, "I'm telling you, you're not getting $1 billion." I said, "You're not getting $1 billion. I'm going to be leaving here." And I think it was, 6 hours? I said, "I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money." Well, son of a bitch. Got fired. And they put in place someone who was solid.
Who was solid in the tank for Hunter Biden to keep making all this money and for the big guy to get paid. And this doesn't even count all the stuff that happened in China. I got a lot more on this. I mean a lot more. In the days ahead, make sure you download our podcast. We are going to keep going with this every day so that you know the biggest news that's come out each day on Hunter Biden. The mainstream media is not covering it. We are. Download the podcast, Ben Ferguson podcast, wherever you get your podcast. Share this with your family and your friends, and I'll leave it at that.